Okay, so we're holding the Chafetz Chaim. We're on page Chaf Gimel. That's Oz Gimel in the Psicha. And the Chafetz Chaim told us, first of all, a person is over the one lav is Leiselech Rachil. And the Iser of Leiselech, the Iser of Leiselech Rachil is an Iser for the Mesaper, the one who says the Lashon Hara, not for the one who receives the Lashon Hara. The second Iser that he said in Oz Beis is that there's an Iser of Loisisa Shema Shav, which the Gemara says Loisisa and Losasi. And that tells us that there's an Iser of Lashon Hara for the one who says it or the one who hears it. And now we're up to Gimel in the Psicha of Lavin, in my edition, page Chav Gimel, and it says, Va'over Nami Hamasaper V'madach Siv Hishame B'negmet Tzoraz Lishmar Ma'oid V'lasais. So we understand that this pasuk saying hisham b'negat tzaras means that if a person has whatever this nega of tzaras is, so it's an isur to cut off that nega. It's an isur to cut off that wound, whatever that wound is. It's an isur to do it. Only it has to be done according to what the Kohen's instructions. However, since the Torah says lishmar ma'oid, so this shemira that he brings from the Ramban is telling us lishmar ma'od upirshu b'sifri demash kosva toisa lishmar ma'od hakavana shlo lishtoach shlo lishkayach milihizar milashon hara. Now, be very careful. Don't forget about the isur of lashon hara shlo tova olecha hatzaras aydei sipur zeh, lest a person could come to the isur of tzaras. So therefore, this lashon hishamer, which is usually a lashon of a lav. So the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that the Ramban explains that the Sifri says that this is actually a lav, that a person has to be very careful not to forget about the Iser of Lashon Hara. And obviously, if a person who speaks Lashon Hara, he's obviously transgressing this Iser. And Oz Dalid, Va'over Nami Hamisaper V'Hamikabel, now the speaker and the recipient, V'lav D'Lifne'iver L'Sitin V'Chshol, that a person transgresses the Iser of in front of a blind person, you should not put a stumbling block. So Chazal tell us that that means to cause a person to do an Aveira, you're over the Iser of Lifnei Iver. So, Ki kol echad noisin michshel lifnei chaveiroi, sheyavar alavin hamfurashim b'tayra. In other words, if I speak Lashon Hara, I am causing this person who's listening now to listen to Lashon Hara. So I was caused him to do an Aveira. The person who's standing here and listening is causing me to do an Avera. Because if he would close his ears and walk away, I wouldn't be able to do the Avera. So therefore, each one is over in addition to the Avera of speaking to Lashon Hara and receiving Lashon Hara, they're over the Iser of Lifnei Iver. Ach, yesh chiluk ben hamisaper v'hamikabel. There's a difference between the one who speaks and the one who receives. T'hamisaper over b'lav zeh beinim ha'shemim rabim ha'muatim. The one who speaks Lashon Hara, he's over this Iser, regardless whether he's talking to one person or to many. And it's even worse. The more people that are listening, he's being over Lifnei Iver on everybody who's listening. So if a guy has a problem with Lashon Hara, he should sit at a very small table with old deaf people. So that's how he should be sitting. It's Lashon Hara. But if you're going to sit and you're really a charismatic guy and everybody's crowding around to hear it. So besides the Iser of Lashon Hara, but there's also beyond the Lishnei Iver for each one. So who knows in the Michshel if they come on Lashon? Loikein HaMakabel, but the recipient, Efsher, De'ein Oiva B'lav Zeh Rakim Hu Levado Shamei Mimenu, Ata Lashon Hara Rechilus. But as far as the recipient is concerned, the one who by listening is causing the person to speak Lashon Hara, so the Chafetz Chaim says maybe if there's more than one person, you won't be over. If he's alone and he walks away, there's no one to talk to. So then, therefore, by me staying, I'm causing him an aveira. But if there are other people there, except for the other aveiras, I bear my mchaim. So he says, but if v'chol zeh im bo achar aschol asasipur, you know, as if you came in the middle of a conversation and this guy is talking already, so my coming there didn't cause him to say the Lashon Hara. He's saying it anyway because there's other people there. Aval harishin shehischol asapur lefanav, but the first guy who was there when he started talking. Even though many people joined later, because it's by him listening, being the first guy there to listen, that's why he's, the person is doing the Lashon Hara. It's very important that a person should be very careful not to sit in such groups. Because upstairs, they were all written down as the Russia Club. So that's not a club that we want to be a joint, we want to be a member of. Rebeleza told his son Hurkan, Zel Shani, Bini, Alteshev, Chabura, Isarim, Gnaim, Chavreim. Don't sit in groups of people that speak negatively about others. Because when the words go upstairs, everything is being recorded. And all those who are part of that group are considered a chabura of Rishai. So that's the fourth Easter that a person can transgress by Lashon Hara. And now, Ois Hei. That a person could transgress the Easter that it says, lest you forget Hashem Elokecha. So what does that mean? So Chazal tell us, Shehu Azhara Legase Haruach. That's an Azhara Lav of a person who displays arrogance. Kikiv and Shehu Maligu Mislotzitz Al Chaveiro. Because since he's ridiculing his friend, so if he's talking like that about others, so probably he thinks he's a special person. He's a chacham and he's a special person. Because if he recognized his own sins, he wouldn't be ridiculing his friends. As he brings in the Gemara in Sukkah, Saita Daf Hei, that the sin of arrogance is very serious. Because of this, because of the sin of gaiva, a person's afar will not become aroused by the time of tchias amesim. It's like a person who's oivin avod zara, meaning that he's ushchina miyaleles olav, and the shchina wails regarding him. Unikra to'eva, and he's called an abomination. Ayin shem b'gemara. Those are the adjectives that the Gemara discusses about a person who's arrogant. And therefore, he's telling us that when a person ridicules and negates somebody else, so then he's transgressing on this pasuk of Ishamil Cha Pentishka Ches Hashem Elokecha. Now, it's forgetting Hashem, meaning that you're pumping yourself up, so to say, and because you're pumping yourself up, that's where you're forgetting Hashem. And surely if by ridiculing the other person he's making himself better, he's being mechaber himself, a person who honors himself by being negative about somebody else, so that is a serious crime. Okay, va'over nami. So this, and the sixth Easter he says you can have is va'over nami hamisaper v'amakabel belav lischalu shem kochi. So this is interesting, that the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that a person transgresses the lav of chilul Hashem when a person speaks lashon hara. Why specifically when a person speaks lashon hara is he over the lav of chilul Hashem? So the Chafetz Chaim will be explaining to us b'shem the Rambam that. If a person has a taiva, because let's say there's some delicious tray for food, chas v'shalom, so his taiva for the food is causing him to do the avera. It's not because he's just ignoring the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if there's an avera that a person doesn't have a physical pleasure for, so like he says here, she'ein taiva bo v'lo hanah, hine, this is a quote of the Rambam, hine is a mechalel Hashem gamkein. That's considered, and you're over the love of chilal tas Hashem elokecha. If you don't have a physical benefit out of it, so then it's a chilul Hashem that a person is doing it. Because it means that you totally disregard the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Adonai Hoshea HaMelech Hanenu B'Yom Kareinu.
Adonai Hoshea HaMelech Hanenu B'Yom Kareinu. Lecholos Adonai
HaMelech Hanenu B'Yom Kareinu. Adonai HaMelech Hanenu B'Yom Kareinu. Adonai HaMelech Hanenu B'Yom Kareinu.